As we know that there are three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema. The first paragraph is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim. The second paragraph is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. The first paragraph is accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu, God is our King. The second paragraph is accepting to observe His Mitzvos. And it makes sense, as the Mishnah tells us, in Brachos, that we first mention Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim, and then we mention Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. Why? Because first we have to, express and internalize our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's our King. He created the world. And we accept Him as our King. So once we accept Him as our King, then we have the next paragraph where we accept His mitzvos. The third paragraph is a very interesting paragraph, because the third paragraph seems to focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned that Hashem took us out of Egypt, but that's only the very last sentence, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Lelokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. What's interesting is that there's a tshuva, tshuvas ha-ga'onim, not the Reish Nun Ches. And that tshuva, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says in the name of Yochanan, that the Anshe Knesses Hagdola, they composed tefillos, and they composed brachos, they composed the prayers and the blessings for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people. And in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, what was the tefillah? So they recited the first paragraph of Shema, among other things. They recited the second paragraph of Shema, and they recited Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to this Tshuvas HaGaonim, in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, they only recited Shema V'Hayim Shamoa, and not the entire Vayomer section, just Geulas Mitzrayim. And then only in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, then Chazal established that we recite the entire third paragraph of Vayomer. Why did they add that? Because if you think about it, the first paragraph is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim, the second paragraph is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, and the third paragraph is Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. That's only the last sentence of the third paragraph. However, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis asks, why did Chachamim make the Parsha of Tzitzis part of Kriyat Shema? Because it contains five things: the mitzvah of tzitzis, yitzias mitzrayim, the yoke of mitzvos, the ol of mitzvos, prohibitions against heresy, thoughts of sin and idolatry. And the Gemara explains how this is so. So what it seems is that in response to the, it seems that in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, not the entire third paragraph was read. The key was Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you have to have Smichas Gula Tefillah. You have to mention that Hashem redeemed us from Egypt. And then we dive into Hashem. But eventually, we said the entire Parsha of Tzitzis, because it reminds us to do mitzvos. We failed in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and no other gods, no other idols, because we were mired in sin. So in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, we read the entire third paragraph of Kriyat Shema Vayomer to remind us of key mitzvos that we should observe so that we continue fulfilling the mitzvos of Hashem.